From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. A lawyer who twice led the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota has been appointed as special prosecutor to determine whether criminal charges are warranted against Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell for his relationship with a teenage girl. The Duluth News Tribune reports former U.S. Attorney Thomas Heffelfinger, a 35-year lawyer working in private practice in Minneapolis, has been appointed special prosecutor to review the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's investigation of Scannell. Scannell, who was shot and seriously wounded in December of 2011 by a sex offender he had just prosecuted, was ordered by the court last December to stay away from the minor girl. According to the BCA's petition to appoint a special prosecutor to the case, the Bureau has conducted an investigation of Scannell's relationship with the girl and is ready to submit the case to a prosecuting attorney to determine whether criminal charges should be filed. The BCA investigator assigned to the case contacted six county attorneys about their willingness to review the investigation for potential charges. All of the county attorneys declined. Hence, Heffelfinger was appointed to act as special prosecutor and perform all duties of the county attorney in relation to the Scannell case. Two multi-million-dollar fraudsters who escaped last weekend from a minimum security federal prison in Duluth were caught early this week at a Burnsville hotel. The arrests of Michael Krasaniak and Gerald Greenfield were made shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. The two were held in the Ramsey County Jail. Krasaniak is serving a 12-year term for a $26 million investment scheme that targeted the rich. Greenfield was serving 4 years for assisting a mortgage scam with the developer of the Sexton Lofts in downtown Minneapolis. Detours along Highway 61 and Scenic 61 started this week as the City of Duluth works to extend the Lake Walk. The Duluth Lake Walk expansion will include a pedestrian tunnel, which will allow users to cross Highway 61 safely. Motorists are advised that there will be heavy traffic congestion and delays during the closure. The city's urging drivers to scope out alternative routes around the construction, and work on the pedestrian tunnel is expected to be completed by the 19th of June. An advocacy group is out with a new report that illustrates Minnesota's vulnerability to weather disasters. The report released by Environment Minnesota includes a clickable online map showing that 82 of Minnesota's 87 counties have sustained federally declared weather disasters since 2007. Those disasters, including flooding, tornadoes, and severe storms, only Coochaching County in far north central Minnesota and Todd, Morrison, Benton, and Sherburne counties in central Minnesota stayed off the federal disaster lists in that 5-year period. Environment Minnesota announced the report at an event in Duluth this week to mark the upcoming anniversary of heavy rain and flooding last June. The group says climate change is making such disasters and extreme weather events more frequent, highlighting the need to reduce carbon emissions from power plants and motor vehicles. A statewide vote finds a majority of Wisconsin outdoorsmen support the Department of Natural Resources' proposed new rules for using dogs to hunt wolves. The DNR released vote results this week. The Conservation Congress, a group of influential sportsmen, asked thousands of people who attended annual spring hearings whether they're behind the agency's proposed rules limiting the number of dogs wolf hunters can use and the training season. A group of humane societies filed a lawsuit in August alleging Wisconsin wildlife officials failed to impose any restrictions on training dogs on wolves. A Swiss firm has pledged to invest $80 million in PolyMet Mining's plans for a copper-nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota. The investment by Swiss commodities giant Glencore AG includes $20 million in bridge loans and $60 million in equity. The Star Tribune reports the investment is expected to be finalized in June, pending regulatory approvals in the U.S. and Canada. The investment would allow PolyMet to complete the lengthy environmental review and permitting process that has already been 6 years in the making at a cost of $50 million to date. Environmental permits and state regulatory approvals are required before millwork and mine construction can begin. Cook County Commissioner Sue Hakes reported in her blog Wednesday night that County Attorney Tim Scannell has threatened to sue the county after the courthouse shooting in December of 2011 that left him wounded. The Duluth News Tribune on Friday morning reports Hakes, District 3 Commissioner, said the board's attorney, Diane Ebert, suggested at the regular meeting on Tuesday that members go into a closed session to discuss the threat. Hakes said Ebert told the board that a lawsuit could be imminent and they needed to discuss settlement or strategy options. Scannell was shot 3 times in his office by criminal defendant Daniel Schlenz shortly after Schlenz was found guilty of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Scannell has been embattled lately after it was revealed last fall that he was having a romantic relationship with a 17-year-old girl, and her parents filed for a restraining order against him. Hakes reported in her blog that the meeting Tuesday lasted more than 8 hours. It included a lengthy discussion on courthouse security, and Hakes wrote that the board left it up to Sheriff Mark Falk to come up with a security plan. The board ultimately authorized Falk to obtain a used scanning machine from the FBI office in Duluth. If it was no longer available or operable, the county would need to purchase one. Hakes reported a part-time officer will be hired to staff the machine. Winds gusted up to 65 miles an hour at the Duluth Harbor, and a snowburst dropped several inches of snow in just a few hours on Thursday. The Duluth News Tribune reports the storm hit the Twin Ports as expected just before noon, dropping up to a half foot of snow in some areas. The National Weather Service in Duluth reported 6.5 inches as of 7 p.m. Thursday. That's a record for the date. Snow tapered off in the evening, but a few more inches were expected to fall in spurts overnight. High winds in the Duluth area caused numerous power outages during the day. About 2,500 customers were without power across downtown Duluth and Hillside and into Lincoln Park. Another outage affected the Hillside and Kenwood neighborhoods in the morning, including at the College of St. Scholastica, which was forced to cancel early classes. Duluth police asked people to stay off the streets at one point Thursday afternoon. There were more than 38 city street accidents reported in whiteout conditions between noon and 5:30 p.m. Spectators lined Canal Park in the morning before the snow came to watch impressive waves crash onto the rocks and seawalls. A 65-mile-an-hour wind gust was reported on the Blatnick Bridge between Duluth and Superior, and a 60-mile-an-hour gust was reported at the Aerial Lift Bridge. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.